Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 7th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Perpetua and her companions. The martyrdom of Perpetua and Felicitas is one of the most fascinating documents of the early church. It is portrayed as being written by Perpetua herself, and tells the story of the days leading up to her death. Many scholars believe that Tertullian himself wrote the foreword and the afterword that set the main narrative in context. And likewise, many believe that Perpetua really wrote it herself. And if true, it is one of the few texts by Christian women from that period. But even if Tertullian wrote the entire thing, it is still interesting that he chose to write the story from Perpetua's point of view, when we often think that women's experiences were not valued. Regardless of its authorship, it is an amazing tale. Perpetua and her companions were catechumens, new Christians still preparing for their baptism. They were caught up in the persecution under the emperor Septimus Severus. He demanded that everyone should make a sacrifice to the divinity of the emperor. Of course, Christians would not and could not do that. Perpetua and her companions were sentenced to death in the arena, where they were to be killed by wild animals, including, apparently, a savage and out-of-control cow. I wonder if Perpetua, Felicitas, and the others thought of this passage from Matthew that we have for today. They will hand you over to be tortured, and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world. This Christian life has never been easy. We are no longer being physically executed for our faith, at least not here in the United States. But we are daily reminded that the kingdom of God is both already and not yet. We know that this world, with all its wonderfulness, is not all that it should be, and that we are called to live our lives differently as an example. At least the Roman Empire was upfront that it had no use for the Christian witness of Perpetua and her companions. If we understood, as well as they did, that our true citizenship is in heaven, and were willing to stand in the place that they stood, well, perhaps we still wouldn't be in God's kingdom. But I bet we could see it from there. Let us pray. O God, the King of Saints, you strengthened your servants Perpetua and Felicitas and their companions to make a good confession, staunchly resisting for the cause of Christ the claims of human affection, and encouraging one another in their time of trial. Grant that we who cherish their blessed memory may share their pure and steadfast faith, and win with them the palm of victory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on March 9th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Gregory of Nyssa. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.